Take a Step That Is New, written by Duck Life and read by KLB as Corey,
Winged Words as Topanga,
Rena Jenkins as Sean,
Ethel as Riley,
and Litra as the narrator. Sean's barely in the door, ready to congratulate Riley on finally making the cheer squad, when she's grabbing him by the wrist.
Bay window right now!
And hauling him towards the stairs.
Cor, should I be worried?
He says, shooting a glance at Corey and Topanga in the kitchen. Corey shrugs.
Probably.
You too,
Riley announces.
And Mom, all of ya.
Once in Riley's room, Sean, Corey, and Topanga line up on the window cushion like kids being scolded. Riley paces in front of them, building up to whatever it is she wants to say. Finally, she turns and faces them and says,
History repeats itself.
Sure, sometimes,
Corey says, slipping into his teacher voice just a little.
What's going on, Riley?
He says, even though he knows. He's been trying to help untangle the Riley-Maya-Lucas mess for almost a week now with no success.
I'm you,
Riley says, pointing to her dad. Corey watches her evenly.
You're Riley.
I'm you,
she says again. She points to Sean next.
I have one of you,
she says, and then points to Topanga.
And I have one of you, and I care about my Sean and my Topanga both a lot.
We know, honey,
Topanga says.
Except,
Riley says.
Except my Sean likes my Topanga, and my Topanga likes my Sean, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I just want them to both be happy. But if that makes me not happy, then I don't know. Maybe that's okay?
You don't have to be us,
Sean tells her.
You get to decide.
Riley narrows her eyes at him.
You said,
she says,
you said that I was Corey with Topanga's hair.
You're Riley,
Sean says,
with Riley's hair, and Riley's friends, and Riley's dreams. We're here so you can learn from our mistakes, but we're not here to tell you exactly how your life's going to go. Only you can decide that.
That was good,
Corey tells him in a whisper.
Thanks, I improvised.
He responds, his mouth tugging into a smile.
Fine,
Riley says, flopping back on her bed.
Fine, tell me what I'm supposed to learn then. Because I love my friends so, so much. And I don't want them to get hurt, but I also don't ever, ever want them to not be in my life. And I don't know how I'm supposed to make that happen.
She can hear Topanga, Corey, and Sean kind of moving around, looking at each other. So she sits back up to watch them. Topanga exchanges a glance with Sean and Corey and then says,
Should we tell her?
Tell me what? Tell me what?
I think she's ready,
Sean says.
Ready for what? Tell me what?
Yeah, she's old enough to know now,
Corey agrees.
Old enough to know what? What is it? Tell me what?
Topanga looks at her and smiles.
Riley,
she says.
Watch this.
And then she leans over and kisses Sean on the mouth. It's not necessarily a gross kiss, just a normal parent kiss, like how her dad would kiss her mom in the middle of doing the dishes or something. But it's Sean.
What?
Riley says, frozen in astonishment on her bed.
Why would you... What did you... Is this your way of telling me you're getting a divorce?
She screeches.
It's okay, Riley. Calm down,
Corey says, holding up his hands.
Watch this.
Then he leans towards Sean and kisses him, just like Topanga did, again on the mouth. Riley's eyes are as big as dinner plates.
What?
She says again.
What's going on? Is this allowed?
Riley,
Topanga says calmly, looping an arm around Sean.
We love Sean very much.
And he loves us too,
Corey says, also putting an arm around Sean. Sean looks mildly embarrassed at the attention and affection, but not unhappy.
Because of his job, he can't be here all the time.
But when he's here,
Topanga continues,
we make sure to let him know how much we both love him.
Riley squints between Corey, Sean, and Topanga, like she's waiting for them to jump up and reveal that they're joking. But they're obviously not.
So,
she says slowly,
are you saying that me and Lucas and Maya...
Now, remember what I said. You're not us,
Sean says quickly.
And you have your entire life to figure out what you want. And Maya and Lucas also have their entire lives to figure it out. You don't need to know anything right now. You're kids.
All we want you to know is that the world is big enough for you to love everyone you love.
Corey says, leaning in closer to the people beside him, his Topanga and his Sean.
And you don't need to hide how you feel about anyone from anyone.
Riley nods, taking it all in, and then she says,
Okay. Can you get out of my window now? I just want to sit and think.
Corey, Sean, and Topanga smile at each other, and then at her.
Sure then, kid.
Sean says. He stands up and puts an arm around Topanga, and an arm around Corey, and then the three of them walk out, leaving Riley alone with her thoughts.
The end.